Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Van Halen bringing us back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, something happened last year, is happening this year, and then will happen again next year, and maybe the year after that. And this something has never happened before in the history of the world. People from virtually every walk of life around the world are acquiring the same thing at the same time for the first time. I'm talking about features-rich, application-ready mobile platforms, also known as smartphones, the modern, robust smartphone. Millions of Earthlings are acquiring smartphones that use a local mobile network to connect to the internet and gain access to other worldwide web resources like email and instant messaging and et cetera, et cetera. And of course, they're also making phone calls on them. There are business owners and managers all over the world who are trading in their older mobile models. Maybe their old Blackberries. Or their old flip phone. They're trading those in for ones that allow increasingly handy mobile business applications. In many cases, for example, a business person can make an overnight trip, taking no more technology than their robust smartphone. Think about that. Instead of taking a laptop with them, they could literally, in some cases, do the business with just their smartphone, and that's going to increase more and more. And in the first world, consumers are upgrading their smartphones because of all the cool personal apps. In America, where consumerism was born, smartphones are changing how we access information, how we buy things, and how we connect with our communities. This is all on a personal level in the first world. And as millions of citizens of the second and third world countries acquire smartphones, those smartphones become their very first computer and will connect them to the internet for the first time in their lives. Think about that, folks. Think about the very first computer that these folks will own will be a smartphone. Before they own a home, before they own a microwave or even a car, they will join the 21st century marketplaces of stuff and ideas through the power of a device that they can hold in the palm of their hand. And all three of those examples, the business owners and managers, the consumers, and the folks out there in the far reaches of the world are acquiring smartphones for the first time at the same time. This has never happened before. This is why I continue to talk to you about the power of mobile, the future of mobile computing, and the impact it's going to have on your business. So we wanted to know how small business owners were doing on what I'm calling this global smartphone adoption continuum. So recently, as you may know, in our unscientific online poll, we ask our audience this question. Not counting calls, how much do you rely on a smartphone for texting, email, music, social media, books, or accessing online content like news, videos, etc.? Here's what you told us. 1 in 10, just barely more than 1 in 10 of our respondents said, it's my primary device every day, all day. I know people like that. I know people who basically only use their smartphone. Now, 16% said increasingly for more tasks, meaning they're moving toward that the people who were in that 10 or 11% category who use it all day, every day. They're people who are increasingly doing more and more with it. And this is kind of this next one is kind of the category that I fit into. It supplements my PC when I'm out of the office. And for me, when I travel, I take a laptop because of some things that I have to do, especially with regard to the show. I carry my smartphone with me, but I also have an iPad. So I have three devices. So, but if I wanted to, I could consolidate all of that on one, and as the other people said, increasingly on a smartphone. The last group, there was a fourth group, 16% of the people we polled admitted that they didn't own a smartphone. And I'm saying yet, because eventually it's the only kind of a phone, only kind of a mobile platform that you will be able to get. Eventually, everyone will be a smartphone. We won't call them smartphones anymore. We'll just call them phones. So from a Park Avenue penthouse to a village in Valdivia, the shift to mobile, connecting and computing, is turning steeply upward, my friends. From Main Street small businesses from Beijing to Bakersfield, age of the customer forces. This is customers being more informed and having more options. These age of the customer forces are causing competitiveness to be trumped by relevance. Relevance to customers. Relevance to what their expectations. Not so much cheaper, not so much anything else except, are you connecting to me in a way that's relevant? And in this case, more and more with mobile device. Increasingly, relevance to customers is being defined by your mobile strategy. Do you have a mobile strategy? Or do you understand, do you realize that you need to be developing a mobile strategy which includes platforms, which includes capability that people can use, can access in the way that they expect over their smartphone, this device they hold in their hand. Write this on a rock, my friends. The future success of your small business will directly connect to what's going on in global mobile. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.